A lot of people knew about breast cancer. Not very many people knew about cervical cancer. So I just took it on myself to start a mission to really try and educate. So my purpose really is to educate the community as well as let them know about the HPV virus. And cervical cancer is one of the most unpreventable cancers. It's preventable. And no woman has to die from cervical cancer at all. So it's a matter of early detection and prevention and just really getting the word out to just, you know, be screened. Just be screened. It's a simple process, and we have to get the word out. I don't want to lose another woman, and I've supported several women. I run support groups here in Nevada also for cervical cancer. And so it is my passion to link arms with people who are survivors and those who are actually in the journey as well, and really walk the journey with them. I think it's very important to have adequate support and then to educate, screen and screen and screen. My daughter wasn't vaccinated. And when she got screened and it came out positive, I didn't really know what to do because, you know, it was so new. We were even toiling with the idea of, do we really want to trust this, and do we really want to, you know, have our daughters to be vaccinated? Back then, I didn't have the tools nor the knowledge that I have now. And had I known way back then, I would have made the, you know, appropriate steps, had my daughter vaccinated. And at one point in time, we were only talking about the little girls, the teen girls. And we were not even considering vaccinating the boys, but has since changed. She doesn't have it anymore. She was treated, and she does have to go back for frequent testing just to make sure everything remains good. So I'm excited about that. And so that just kind of boosts my passion in the whole area of cervical cancer. I just never, you know, one of the cliches, not in my backyard, you know. And so it was a wake-up call. It was a wake-up call, but it just made me put it in overdrive, really, and just really try to get the word out. So I've committed myself to support groups. I do cervical cancer support groups in our local hospitals. I'm constantly speaking at health fairs or giving out information, just information, teaching, and I just, it is so important to me that another woman doesn't die from this. And a lot of times it hits the African American and the Latino population harder, and those are in poverty-stricken areas, and I think it's just lack of care or not knowing. A lot of women, you know, it's interesting. I'll take a turn just a second. It's interesting, even middle-aged women, it's amazing how many of us do not go and get pap smears. They think, well, and then, you know, once you have a hysterectomy or once you go through menopause, a lot of people don't think that there's no need to be screened or checked or anything like that. It's just knowing what to do, asking, like, why do we have to get checked for HPV? And those that actually get pap smears, your pap test, there's a specific test that you also have to get to detect the HPV virus. And a lot of the gynecologists and a lot of the physicians, unless you say it, they're really not testing for it. And so I think within the last maybe 4 or 5 years, it's a little bit more prominent where, because we're talking about it more, I believe, and I think there's a lot more light being shed on cervical cancer. And so now they're testing a little bit more about, for it. And so I'm just grateful. I'm looking for this to be just eradicated altogether and everybody become knowledgeable and be able to just, you know, push this to the side where we won't even have to hear about it because nobody is dealing with it.